Michael Flynn has admitted that he lied when he told FBI agents in January this year that he did not ask Sergei Kislyak to refrain from escalating the situation in response to US sanctions against Russia. And there's a strong possibility Mr. Flynn is cooperating with the investigation into meddling in the US election led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Harry Littman is a former colleague of Mr. Mueller and a former US attorney. He told SBS News Mr. Flynn's admission is a major development.
I think it's basically huge. It's the biggest development to date. Flynn was a member of the administration and very close to Trump even after he was discharged. So there's no way that the Trump camp can dismiss him as a kind of marginal figure. More importantly, because it's a plea, he has promised the special counsel to tell everything he knows. And in fact, he will not get any benefit for cooperating until he has done everything that's asked of him. So he is essentially in the control of Mueller and his team. And that means everything that he knows, Mueller will soon know, and eventually the American people will know.
Aaron Connolly from Australia's The Lowy Institute says most lawyers in the US believe more charges could have been brought against Mr. Flynn. He says he believes the fact that they didn't shows that Mr. Mueller thinks Mr. Flynn can implicate others in the Trump administration.
Michael Flynn is a pretty big fish. He's not someone who Mueller would normally go easy on. Unless he thought that Mueller could also implicate others higher up in the administration, like Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, or potentially even the president himself. We don't know that Michael Flynn will in fact be able to do that, but that seems like the game that Mueller is playing by going relatively easy on him and only bringing charges against him for lying to the FBI.
Responding to the revelations at the weekend, Mr. Trump issued a series of tweets, one in which he said he had fired Mr. Flynn for lying to the FBI. Apart from that being the first time the public discovered Mr. Trump fired his former advisor because he'd lied, it also implies that the president knew about Mr. Flynn's predicament when he, according to former FBI Director James Comey, allegedly asked him to go easy on Mr. Flynn. The White House has since said Mr. Trump's lawyer wrote the tweet. But Mr. Littman says that doesn't really work as an excuse.
As long as it was sent out over his tweet, over his Twitter account, he's adopted it for legal purposes, and it's the same thing as if he said it. Plus, it would be bizarre and problematic in its own way if his lawyer had actually drafted that. So whichever way you look at it, that tweet really puts him, increases the pressure on him.
Aaron Connolly says it doesn't look good for Mr. Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner either. He says there is speculation that Mr. Kushner may have been involved in instructing Mr. Flynn to carry out some of the actions detailed in the document by which he pleaded guilty. Harry Littman believes it's only a matter of time before the net closes in on the Trump administration's most important people.
Where we are now is getting close to the bullseye. I mean, if Flynn, who's now become the kind of star witness, gives up all this information, we're really honing in on what looked to be the final three people in the investigation. That is Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and President Trump.